Yes, GAA from Falchuk with Jean Clark coming. Luke Glasgow, and a shock to the show to meet Tom Comack with you as always on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And well, we got an all-star lineup lined up for you tonight. Of course, we're in the thick of the championship action. It's All Ireland Senior Championship action. We had a fascinating draw between Mayo and Kerry last weekend. It ended 2-14 each, and of course they must go back to Croke Park next Saturday evening to play out in that replay. And we also have Tyrone and Dublin meeting in the second of those semi-finals on Sunday afternoon. A bumper afternoon of football coming up here on Highland Radio over next weekend as well, with all Donegal Senior Football Championship action on Saturday evening and again on a Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening as well. But I've got a special all-star guest lined up tonight, John Mohan, former All-Ireland, or former Mayo player and manager, former Kerry All-Ireland winning full-back Barry O'Shea, and John Lynch, our regular friend from Tyrone, of course an all-star defender with the O'Neill County. He'll be joining as well a little bit later in the programme to look at all those games. But first tonight, the Donegal County Controls Committee, Competitions Control Committee, have brought forward their annual fixtures forum from much later in the year to next Monday night. And earlier this evening I spoke to the Donegal PRO Ed Byrne to tell me, explain why that was and what they're planning for Monday night special forum on fixtures in the Jackson's Hotel in Ballybuffy. Ed, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Tom.
And of course, very much in the thick of the championship season, with championship at senior, intermediate and junior in full swing at the moment. But really, I suppose what we want to talk about tonight is a fixtures forum that is on next Monday night. And well, normally the fixtures forum is much later in the year, but obviously it's brought forward this year to the right in the middle of the championship.
Well, the hope is that we would have more interaction from players and management teams, and have it while the competition is still ongoing.
Hello,
because
yes,
there does Michael, tend to be later in the year when the forums take place, say it's the end of September or maybe October even. At those forums, people have maybe forgotten the issues that they had, or they no longer seem to matter as much. So the idea is that we'll take in players and managers, and later on then officers, and we'll do it over a couple of forums and try gather all the information that we have. So the reason for bringing it forward is basically we're in the middle of the competitions. Let's hear what the problems are, both in league and if any championship as well.
Yeah. And in terms of your forum is Monday night, is it players and managers, or players and management, or players and club officials?
It's players and management. There will be one later on for club officials, also dealing with fixtures, and ultimately then it'll lead to the regulation meeting. But this one is to get a feeling from players and management. We tried it 2 years ago. We had maybe 10 clubs represented at that stage. So what we want is to hear from those at the coalface.
And basically, you have five items on
Hello,
the agenda.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Another one, you if need be. But current structures, new national structures, star fixtures, possible new league structures, possible new championship structures, and senior B or reserve football.
That's right. We've only listed those as some of the items that we've been hearing about, that players and indeed managers are coming back and saying to us, look, there's a problem with these and how can we address it. Now, saying that, the difference that in the forum this year, Tom, will be it'll be roundtable workshop type. So there will be a person sitting at a couple of different tables around the room, one member of the CCC taking notes along with, and we'll take all the information. So it's not just limited to the items that we've mentioned, but we'll be taking on board what the players have, what the issues they have, and also the management teams, you know, and that we have to be looking at these now, because they've asked us time and time again, and the opportunity is now there that we can do this in the middle of our championship to start the ball rolling.
And as we all know, there's big changes at national level next year with the introduction of an under 17 competition replacing the minor, an under 20 competition replacing the under 21, and of course a new Super 8 competition at national level in the senior championship. Have you seen any sight of a national fixtures? Not a national fixtures list or schedule just yet, but maybe a draft one.
We haven't seen anything on it yet. I look on September the 30th, there is again a special Congress, and some of the motions on that Congress is to allow more free weekends for club players. And Donegal CCC have looked at the motions that are there for National Congress. Look, it's for others in other counties to decide, do they go far enough to meet the request from club player and from clubs as to freeing up more weekends. We believe, look, at the moment we have the opportunity to address with all the changes that are coming in. So I would say, in answer to your question on the fixtures, we haven't seen it yet. I would say it probably won't be ready till after this special Congress in September. We'll get a look at it then, and we have until November with our own regulation meetings to try and create, if needed, new structures. And I would say with the under-20s, the under-17s, the super-8s to the latter end of the year, hopefully we'll be there competing in those, that we will have to look at how we play our league.
Yes, loud and clear.
Start fixtures, be it the number of games, be it the creation of a different type of league format, a new one, and maybe they will want it left the way it is, but I do feel that clubs and club players are coming more and more saying that there needs to be a free weekend type of system. So we have to look at that as well, where clubs can look for a weekend where there is no fixture on. You know, that's something. And the only way to do that is possibly to reduce the size, maybe move from 18 games that we currently have. Now, there's a possibility there to look at that, but without losing too many games, because ultimately you want to provide football both for players and for supporters. You know, so we've all that to look at, and hopefully the club players and the management team, and then followed on by officers and officials from clubs, will be able to give us the ideas to do what we need to do for 2018.
And just remind us again, Ed, when it's on, where it's on, and who you hope to be there, you want there.
It's on Monday night in Jackson's Hotel. It's on at 8 p.m. The quarterfinal draws of the championship will take place just before it. And we want as many players, it's not limited, as many players as possible from junior, a senior and intermediate ranks, and we want management teams, not just managers, but management teams. And we want as many as possible to come into the room, take part in the workshop, and there will be a general talk after. And we want to hear what the major issues are. We've touched on five that we're hearing, maybe more, and it may be just a case of trying to work within the structures we have.
Look at Ed, brilliant. Thanks a million, and good luck with your forum.
No bother. Thanks very much, Tom.
That's Donegal PRO Ed Byrne talking to me earlier this evening, telling us about that special fixtures forum which the Donegal Competitions Control Committee have organised for Monday night. And just to emphasise again, they want players and official and management teams to attend that meeting. And the agenda they have drawn up for is current structures, new national structures, star fixtures, possible new league structures, possible new championship structures. And I look at the senior B and the reserve football and see what, if there's any changes needed. Maybe there's not, maybe there are. I know people throughout the year and throughout the season certainly have their problems with certain issues, and I know one or two issues have cropped up, and I think it's a very good idea that they brought it forward to this time of the year when everything's fresh in their mind, rather than maybe back at the end of November or early December when everybody's taking a break from the game. But that's so much all about that. Our main focus tonight, of course, is on the All All-Ireland semi-finals, that replay with Mayo and Kerry, of course, after that draw last Sunday in Croke Park. 2-14 each, that's how it ended. Patrick Durkin scoring the equaliser for Mayo, and certainly they came back well, and it's been a long, long season for Mayo. That replay is next Saturday evening at 3 o'clock in Croke Park, and of course then on Sunday you have that big one, All-Ireland champions Dublin and Ulster champions Tyrone. We'll be joined by John Lynch later in the programme, but I'm delighted to say now I'm joined by John Maughan, former Mayo player, former Mayo manager, and indeed manager of Fermanagh and Clare as well. John, first of all, delighted you could join us.
Thank you very much, Tom.
And Mayo followers being put through the ringer again, but I get the sense this year, maybe John, you're enjoying it more than maybe in other years.
Well, we've had some epic encounters, and I think Mayo have been quite lucky in some of the games we have played since we were beaten by Galway in the championship. If we follow that up with a kind of a lucky escape against Derry, and we played quite poorly below against Clare. Clare really put it up to Mayo in the first half, and then we had a tricky moment against Cork, and followed by a very close encounter with Roscommon in the drawn game before we. Really, I suppose, there was a seismic shift in the space of 6 or 7 days when Mayo, the whole atmosphere and the whole energy level of the Mayo team changed in the space of 6 or 7 days. We went into a replay and absolutely annihilated Roscommon. And I think we're hitting the sweet spot at the right time. I thought our performance the last day was top class. I think you would agree that it was an epic encounter, really, really exciting and very, very difficult conditions. And I have to say, sitting back watching the game as I was with my family, we got certainly value for money. It was terrific.
And tell me that you mentioned that obviously the shift and the Roscommon replay obviously was the turning point. I was at that game, and I know Roscommon were poor on the day, but I left Croke Park, and I think a lot of people left Croke Park that they had seen something in Mayo that day in that game that probably hadn't seen up to that.
Well, we hadn't witnessed anything like it all year. As you might recall, we were down in Castlebar at the Donegal game here. We were very close to being beaten that day. At one point, I thought we might be facing Division 2 football for the first time in about 20 years, albeit Roscommon did us a favour. Had we lost to Donegal on that occasion, they beat Cavan in their final game, that would have kept us up in Division 1. But anyway, that didn't transpire. But we were very, very poor, very patchy all year. But I think Mayo management very deliberately kept a low-key approach in this year's going into this year's championship. I think our fitness levels were at best maybe 60-65% going into the Galway game. And I think we did want to go through the front door. We took a bit of a gamble. It backfired so far as we had certainly loved the chances maybe to come out of that game with a victory. We didn't, and we lost, and here we went through the scenic backdoor route. And as I say, I think, Tom, if you've seen any of our games, and you probably have, we were quite lucky in some of them, but our form was very patchy. It's only coming together right now. And that replay against Roscommon that we just spoke about there, there's an incredible shift in our whole approach and our energy levels. And I think the team realised, the penny dropped. This is now serious stuff. If we're beaten by Roscommon, the whole thing is over. And they put out a top-class performance. Like you said, Roscommon underperformed big time of the day. I think the Roscommon team might have been a little bit... slightly complacent coming into that replay, and there was a different attitude and a mindset in the Mayo players. But moving on then to last Sunday, I think Barry on the other line there, but I think Mayo probably played the better football. I think we did score 2-13 from play, and we got a dream start. And I think we just were a little bit sloppy. A couple of goals that we conceded to Kerry were of the sloppy nature. I think Shane O'Shea turned the ball over for the first one around middle of the field. And I think it was Keith Higgins that drifted the ball, skidded on the ground out over the sideline to Aidan O'Shea, who was caught out of position. And Kieran Donnelly got up, knocked it down, and the ball is up in the back of the net. But in the last 5 or 6 minutes, I had the feeling the game was going to end in a draw. And thankfully, no team lost it on a mistake, because in those conditions, somebody could have slipped or whatever in those very, very slippy, tricky conditions. And that happened, thankfully. So we've got a bonus, as far as I'm concerned. I know it's an inconvenience for a lot of supporters travelling back up to Croke Park again on Saturday. But for us who followed the game, it's a great bonus to see two great teams go at it again.
And certainly Mayo showing no signs of fatigue or tiredness that people were talking about.
I mean, Tom, I don't buy into that philosophy at all. I think, I mean, players will love playing football. Like, I mean, it beats training any day. And the way players are managed these days, and you know, the backroom staff and the backroom team that's involved now in looking after these players is top drawer. Like, I mean, they've got strength condition coaches, nutritionists. You know, everything will be laid on for them to have them right. And there's certainly nothing wrong with the energy levels in Mayo football. And I never bought into that philosophy about fatigue. Look at the Premiership players. I know they're professionals, but no, and even Gaelic footballers love playing Sunday after Sunday. Like, I mean, that's what we did when we were kids. We played three or four games. It wasn't uncommon for back in the 50s and 60s. Where I often heard stories about guys down here in the west of Ireland, be it from Roscommon or from Milltown or wherever, going out cocking fields of hay, going out playing matches. But
foot and turf.
Or foot and turf, might have a bank of turf out for the winter championship game. But look, I saw one or two of the players around Castlebar today, but certainly there's a bounce in their step. And certainly if Mayo don't win this replay on Saturday, nobody will be blaming fatigue on it.
Yeah. Look, John, I hope you can stay with us. We just have to take a break. And when we come back, we hope to be joined by Barry O'Shea from Kerry. Welcome back once again to the GAA program here with me, Tom Cormack. My special guests tonight are John Mahon of Mayo. And we're now delighted to see I'm joined by Barry O'Shea from Kerry. Barry, first of all, good night and welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. And I know you've had a game tonight, so you've just finished your game. So pardon?
I haven't got any sense yet, Tom. I'm still soldiering on at 41.
Brilliant. Are you still playing club or was it Masters or something?
Interfirm football, Tom.
Brilliant. Anyway, John Mahon's on the line as well, and I know there's history there between the two of you. You were on a Kerry team that won an All-Ireland in 97. I think, John, you were managing the vanquished on that day, Mayo.
I certainly was. I remember Barry well, a fine footballer. I'm delighted to hear he's still kicking away at 41.
Yes. Well, anyway, Barry, what's the reaction to last Sunday's game in Kerry?
I suppose, really, we can count ourselves lucky that we've got another day out. I think it was obvious that Kerry needed the game. You know, that's one of the things of this championship system, that you're almost penalised for winning your province because you have a lot of downtime. And you know, no matter how hard you try and replicate match situations and training, I don't think you can, you know, you can't really do it. And I went up to the Mayo Roscommon replay. And on the way home, I was talking to people and I said, you know, these games have really sharpened up Mayo, and you could see it in their play that, you know, there's no substitute for that being battle-hardened. And, you know, Kerry, almost the first half of the game the last day, it looked like as if Kerry were sort of finding their feet and getting to the pace of the game. And, you know, in an All-Ireland semi-final, that's not really the place to be doing that.
And tell me, can Kerry improve, or would that game bring them on?
Oh, yeah, I mean, we would hope that it would bring them on. I don't subscribe to this feeling that, you know, that they've loads and loads of things to work on. And, you know, John will tell you there, or anybody who's been involved in football teams, you know, it's small things can turn a game and turn a team, you know, very quickly. And Kerry have done it before in these circumstances. And, you know, it's just a little bit of sharpness, bit of, you know, that pace of the game that you wouldn't be used to. And I think, you know, they can definitely improve. Whether they'll improve enough in 6 days, you know, we'll get to find out that.
And has the game created doubts in Kerry? I don't know, I suppose. Does Kerry men ever get doubtful about themselves? But has it created doubts?
I wouldn't say doubts, but it's obviously, you see, you know, you learn an awful lot about yourself in those games. I mean, you know, there were things that we found out about the team and about individuals and about our structure and about our defending and our attacking. And, you know, you find these things out in the heat of battle. You're not going to find them out talking about them or showing them to guys on videos, you know. So hopefully that game will have brought guys on, both mentally and physically, and, you know, get them up to where they need to be, because Mayo are definitely up there. And, you know, I suppose apart from Aidan O'Shea's influence on the game, Mayo, you know, played very, very close to their top level, you know.
Interesting, you mentioned Aidan O'Shea, and I know you're a former full back, and much talk, and we'll talk to John Mahon about in a moment about that as well, about him being brought in or being placed at full back and have probably never played there before, and certainly not played much. In many people's eyes, a strange move.
It was a very strange move, and I think it was a good move from a Kerry point of view, because took one of Mayo's key players, you know, out of the game, really. And in the Roscommon game, it was very similar when when they left Lee Keegan in the full-back position for a long time. But, you know, people think that Kieran Donaghy is just a big man and you put a big man on him and you'll be able to mark him. I mean, that's not the way it is. Kieran's a very adept footballer. He's got skills. He can win the ball in low as well as high. And it's not just a matter of being a big man marking him. I've marked him many times myself at club level and whatever. And he's a handful and he's a good footballer and he's smart. And he's been around the block playing that position. And you put in a guy who's never played that position then to mark him. It's just, I don't think it's workable. I mean, you know, you've got to put in somebody that knows that position. You know, cornerback, fullback, they're totally different positions to play in. You've got to be playing there a long time and you've got to learn how to position yourself, where to be at certain times. And, you know, it wasn't Aidan's fault that he, you know, he's just never played there and he just didn't know where to be and he was cut out a number of times in the game.
Tell me, the Kerry fullback line has come in for a little scrutiny as well.
It is, and you know, I don't subscribe to that either because I've been that soldier and I've been inside there when there's loads of space and, you know, if you see some of the footage from behind the goals, and I was sitting behind the goals myself, Andy Moore and Killian O'Connor were able to make 1, 2, 3, 4 runs before the ball was kicked to them. You know, in the ideal scenario when you're marking a guy, he makes one run, you cover that run, and then the ball doesn't come in. You know, if he gets a chance to make the second and the third run, well, then you're in a hiding to nothing. And I actually think that Shane Enright and Killian Young hung in there and showed their experience. And, you know, if they weren't experienced players and they didn't keep their cool and, you know, and knuckle down, it could have been an awful lot worse.
And tell me, Barry, before we let you go, do you expect to see changes personnel-wise, Kerry?
I would think there will be changes, yeah. I think there'll be changes in all the power. I think there'll be at least one change in the defence. There'll be at least one change in midfield and there'll be at least one change in the forward line. You know, I would assume that Jack Barry will come in there. He's got mobility and size. And, you know, I think he'll come in the middle of the field. The other positions are it's a little harder to call what they'll do in the other positions, but I think there will be definitely changes. And hopefully we'll see a more, you know, sharper Kerry team next week.
Have Kerry to improve by much, do you think?
Well, like I said earlier, like it's, you know, people think it's a huge thing that you need to improve. It's just minor, small margins that make, you know, a game. And Mayo were just that little bit sharper. And like I said, you know, I'm repeating myself, but hopefully that game will have sharpened up Kerry a little bit. But there again, you know, a lot of people say that Mayo have played loads of games, but if you ask the players love to play games. They don't want to be out in the field training every night after night after night. You just play your game, probably one session this week, bit of video analysis and back into another game. That's the dream scenario from a player's point of view.
Look at Barry, thank you indeed for joining us tonight and keep putting on the boots.
Yeah, thanks guys, no problem.
God bless, Barry.
Well, John, I know the clock is about to beat us here and I want to speak briefly to John Lynch as well on the phone, Tyrone and Dublin of course and the other one. Do you expect changes in the Mayo personnel?
I would be hoping that there would be. I agree with Barry. I think it was a brave call to play Aidan O'Shea at full back and damned if you do and damned if you don't. I think we might have had an aerial bombardment had he not been positioned there. I think he possibly should have been moved out of that position with maybe 20, 25 minutes to go in the second half. I'd love to see Paddy Durkin start in the team. I think he's good enough to start and he will strengthen our team if he's picked to start. I wouldn't be surprised if I see him coming into start. I agree with Barry, incidentally. I think there will be two or three changes. Jack Barry will definitely start in the middle of the field. I wouldn't be surprised if Darren O'Sullivan, he looked very fresh and very sharp when he came on. I was down with him on the final, incidentally, and the Kerry performance of that day against Cork, particularly up front, their six forwards, was the best forward display I've seen from any team in this year's championship. The game will sharpen up, there's no question about that. They have problems in the full back line, but I'd love to see Aidan O'Shea part of the full forward position. I think, you know, Eamon Fitzmaurice will spend more or less the week, I suppose, in the backroom team down there, deciding on how they're going to counteract Andy Moran's influence and Killian O'Connor and Jason Doherty. All three have brilliant games in there in the full forward line. I'd like to see an element of surprise from Mayo, something a little bit different. And for me, I'd be looking at putting Aidan O'Shea back in the full forward position and playing Andy off him. But either way, I think we're going to have another classic. The championship, particularly football-wise, needed a good game of football. We got it. It had huge excitement and it was a fantastic encounter to be at. And I think we'll get something similar from both teams who come out and play an orthodox brand of football. It's very easy on the eye. I think we'll have that again next Saturday.
Look at John. Appreciate your call, taking the call tonight, and we'll talk to you again maybe soon.